Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful words that we have looming in the future about the resurrection of this nation. Please give us the grace to continue to pray passionately for our nation and to recognize that you've heard our cries. Amen. Well, dear heart dwellers, I've had a lot with my family these last few days and other things that keep popping up. So I've been behind and delinquent on getting messages to you, but I'm here now. And I want to share this word with you. I've actually been working on it for 3 days. My family, we are needed on our knees right now. The Lord is suffering terrible torments over the world situation. And I want to say our victim soul intercessors are giving us feedback about a crisis with Syria and Israel. And that's all tied in to the deep state. All of it is tied together. So there's going to be a word here at the end that has been attributed to Praying Medic that I want to share with you because it's a tremendous ray of hope. But I also want to say that our country, our nation, and what's going on in the Middle East, they're all tied together because there's so many things that are being resourced out of our nation and out of that nation, things that are coming out that are so poisonous to the earth and to all nations, and you can't really separate them. There's a deep, deep connection, as was put in the message that I'm going to share with you in a minute. The roots of evil are going to be exposed. President Assad of Syria is not the problem, and I say that because Ezekiel continues to see him with his hands tied and he's gagged in his chair, and he can't do anything. Rather, it is the crooked members of our own CIA and deep state that has been gassing innocent victims, poisoning and killing men, women, and children. It is our wicked underground government, sold out to the New World Order, that has gassed these innocent people, deliberately seeking to foment wars between Israel, the U.S., and Syria. This is a very crucial point in the world. Every intercessor I know is going through difficult circumstances in order to offer fasting gifts to the Father on behalf of the world. Simon's cross right now is very heavy. So if you're experiencing great difficulties, that's why. But I'm telling you, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. So hang on. You see, the Lord scours the earth looking for hearts that are perfect towards Him. And I have to tell you, heart dwellers, I'm not one of them. There's certain places I just don't want to go. He could get me to go there with a lot of work, but why should he when he's got other people that are willing to just give everything? Like Ezekiel, for instance. There are souls that are willing to lose their lives to gain him, and I want to be one of those. You can pray for me to be there. Souls that love him in the profound depths of their being and are willing to say yes to anything to see his will accomplished. One of those souls just lost her little dog to an aggressive cancer within only a month. Now she suffers with the dog remaining, who is declining, because she's lost without her partner. Another is having unexplained pain and illness throughout the body and unable to leave their bed. Another is having serious marital issues. Another lost a child to suicide, and another lost their job. You could argue that these things are going on anyway, all around the world, day after day. And I'd have to agree with you. But so few recognize that they are tied into the world's suffering. When they were sent to earth, they knew their lives would be difficult, but this was on a spiritual level. The soulish level oftentimes does not understand this, that there's an agreement with God made at conception, so they don't understand why they're suffering so much. But the Lord has graciously shown us that our sufferings are not in vain. They are being applied for the good of all. When I came to understand this, my attitude completely changed. My flesh wanted to complain, but my heart wanted to offer it to God for the world. I am just reviewing some of these things, so so you'll understand the circumstance is beyond what you can fathom in your own life if you're suffering. Because we have a lot of new listeners, and oh golly, I wish you'd go back to the old messages because they lay all this out real clearly. But I wanted to refresh your mind on this because there's many who don't really understand. Which brings me to the point, we must pray really passionately for the world in this moment, for the leaders of each nation are undergoing unprecedented trials that only God's grace can bring good out of. All the evidence to prosecute the ones responsible for our nation's betrayal and the world's betrayal, humanity's betrayal, is now in the president's hands. But what pressures are these people bringing against President Trump to keep him from acting on them? I don't know. But I know that God is greater than any of those pressures. He needs your prayers so badly. Many lives are at stake, our dwellers. The Lord's heart is torn in half with this conflict. He needs the comfort of his bride in prayer and the potential of so many innocents being killed because he started arresting the traitors. And despite this, we are still being called to pray for the salvation of these architects of evil. We have a friend in New York City who has almost given up on talking to anyone to wake them up and tell them what's really going on. They look at her as a kook who is in one of those conspiracy things. Just another weirdo who has issues. They have forgotten the Holocaust and even bought the line that there never was one. Can you believe that? Oh, it was all a lie and a fabrication, and even to the point where many Jewish worshipers will not read scripture past the Mosaic law because of the way that the synagogues have been set up. Another piece of the architecture of evil in the progressive movements in the Jewish church. They don't read Daniel or Ezekiel or Isaiah, so they haven't a clue what's going to happen in the end times. This was deliberately planned into the liberal reformation of Judaism by those who were laying the groundwork for the one world government, portrayed as a good thing by mainstream media to control minds, because the Jewish people were ignorant of prophecy in their own books. How deep and how well has the groundwork been laid for this evil force, this one world government? And it's not just here in America, it's all over the world. I do want to make an aside note right here. I just recently found out that there's a certain frequency that's been used on TV channels that has an effect on the brain. So if you're watching TV, you are being brainwashed by a very subtle electronic vibration. And that's one reason why the Lord has told us not to watch the news. Well, all the New Age modern teachings point to their idea that Satan doesn't exist. Neither does hell or demons exist. The Satanic Church teaches the very same doctrine, point for point, that secular humanism teaches. Isn't that interesting? You can look it up on the internet, guys. You'll see it. Church of Satan, they're what they believe. They go right through each article. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, it's pretty spelled out pretty clearly. And yet they totally believe and worship the devil. But this is the face that they're putting on their church. I'm telling all of you this because we're being called in this moment to sacrifice all we can for the truth, to overcome lies and set this nation and the world back on a straight course, pleasing to God. You know it is the media that lulled the German people to sleep, anesthetizing their common sense so they wouldn't suspect evil doing. When it finally came out, it was too late. Hitler was fully established. In the same way, the very, very same way, mainstream media is covering up all the evil before them, right out in front for them to see, disguising laws that shred the Constitution and are instituted without their knowledge for the time of the dissolution of America, which has been plotted for a very long time. But if you bring the facts up, they refuse to see and write you off as one of those conspiracy theorists. Yet they read the stock market every day and see the growth of the nation since Trump took office. But it doesn't seem to occur to them that everything he is exposing is real and very threatening to their very own lives. They follow the false flags to divert their attention away from the truth and keep them deceived that it is their elected officials that have betrayed them with secret agendas. I asked the Lord, "Have you anything to add?" Jesus began, "People of my heart, precious heart dwellers, my heart is rent asunder by the tensions in this hour. The innocent who are being tortured and slain in ongoing child trafficking, the provocation to war, gassing innocent victims, fomenting riots based on lies and misinformation. Oh, the list goes on and on. Those who know the truth are scoffed at and downgraded, and yet America is waking up. Your prayers so far have not been in vain. Mainstream media is losing influence and credibility among intelligent people, and those caught up in the world are beginning to listen. The events I have planned for the next few months will bring crisis after crisis, but nothing you and I cannot handle together. Do not be afraid for your lives, your savings, or anything else. Know that my hand is behind these changes you see. I am turning the system upside down and shaking the corruption into the light where all can see and not deny any longer. I am in complete control, and your security is in my hands. You'll see upheavals in the justice system, and every branch of Congress and the Senate, including your local governments, for I am cutting loose the stranglehold of a corrupt network that extends even to the bowels of hell. I am cutting it loose and freeing the innocent." And just as a note, when I go for a conscience check to make sure I'm not causing the strange pains attacking Ezekiel's body, the Lord continually gives me this scripture from the Bible Promises. The Lord says, "Even those taken away by the strong man will be taken from him. Those taken by the powerful ruler will be saved. For I will fight with the one who fights with you, and your children I will save." That's Isaiah 49:25. Guys, he's been down for 3 weeks now with all kinds of strange attacks against his body. Dark figures passing through the room, snakes everywhere. And our house has been a literal war zone. But a necessary one, because we're being trained in warfare and offering these attacks as our fast offering to the Lord for the world in crisis. So at one point I came to the Lord the night before last feeling totally guilty, a failure, and culpable for all these attacks. And our sweet Father God appeared over the altar with his kindly arms outstretched and total compassion in his holy face, saying over and over again, "These things are not your fault. This is for the world. These things are not your fault. This is for the world. These things are not your fault. This is for the world." And I saw Jesus to my right, his mother to my left, and another figure that may have been my guardian angel. And all were holding hands with Father God, with me in a circle. I sensed such covering and security that all my fears about myself melted away, and my peace, which had been shattered with false guilt for 3 weeks, returned. In the center of that circle, I sensed the world in its diseased state. and that all hearts were one with the Father and Jesus, to see the world renewed through this great time of restructuring. Jesus continued, "Know, my people, that all of heaven shares your concern and heartaches for this world. All are in solidarity with the Father and I. All are preparing themselves for their various assignments on earth. For I am stationing my angels in critical areas of your judicial system to see to it that the rotten eggs are routed out, to see to it that the gates of justice and not the gates of favoritism are swung wide open for the littlest of my people. It is true, and the word that follows this one, that the sobs of the littlest ones have been drowned out by my sobs, and that is why I have called my bride to my side, not only to war on earth, but to comfort me in my profound pain. So now the time has come for action, to rise up with my church, to enter into spiritual warfare as I unseat corruption and replace it with my very own choices. Stand behind your president and see to it that you support him with your votes. No matter that there are some in his party that are corrupt, if you elect that party into office in time, you will see them replaced with the righteous. However, if you vote against that party, there will be continual strife as the spirit of Ishmael is working through his opposition." And here I want to take a moment aside. I was concerned because our intercessors had brought up Syria, Turkey, and Israel, and I asked the Lord, what is going on there? And immediately I was with him in the spirit over the borders. And Jesus began, I heard him say, "Powder keg. It is a powder keg along the Syrian-Israeli border. The demons are inciting soldiers on both sides. But my angels are patrolling and quelling the discord. There is even some camaraderie amongst them." And interestingly, I ran across an article where Israeli soldiers were actually rescuing Syrian nationals that had been caught in the crossfire between Assad and the rebels on the border of Syria, as they so often do. And it's so typical of them that they station themselves mingled in with men, women, and children, that these people will be injured and killed using these innocent people as a shield. The Israelis are contributing all the necessities of living along the border. Food, clothing, shelter, water, medicines, diapers, baby food, supplying them with these things. Even though the Syrians are their deadly enemies, they are still reaching out and doing this good deed for the Syrian people. Six people who were injured in the crossfire, 4 children and 2 adults, were just recently taken to the Israeli hospital for treatment. So they're really doing an outstanding job of trying to turn the situation around, at least with goodwill. Jesus continued, "They are all tired and want to go home. It's been a very long time for most of them. The deep state is hoping to start an all-out war. I'm holding it back, Claire. Each man has a conscience that is troubled by the way things are, not just because they are supposed to be enemies, but because they feel that war is senseless and only ends in tragedy. They're tired of this. Yet Satan continues to rile them up and incite. Still, it is the rulers who will decide what the next move is, and how happy I am that you are all praying. War is senseless, and many of these men feel like pawns of a game-playing politician. Yes, the religious leaders feed them hate all the time, but something deeper in them their humanity cries out for an end to it. Nobody wants this war but those who seek to control the world. They are tired, hungry, and miss their families. The hatred has worn them out, and it is still no satisfaction, no end. It just continues to drag on. I see unmarked black planes. At this time when the Lord was speaking, I saw unmarked black bombers coming in and bombing targets. Black planes, no markings. Jesus continued, I mourn continually for the senseless loss of life between these nations, and yet is it not written that they will be continually at odds with everyone, always fomenting fights? This is the stain of Satan on their souls, like a birthmark from Hagar, passed on to the entire Arab world. When one of these souls gives their life to me, that stain is forever removed. And rather than being warriors, they become lovers and passionate lovers in the best and purest way. When they learn the ways of peace, they wish to have no part in their previous lives of continual strife and restlessness, always fighting, always contradicting, always inciting. Rather, their banner becomes peace and endearing love. And this is the word I wanted to pass on to you, heart dwellers. It has been attributed to Praying Medic. If I'm in error on this, please let me know. It begins, the Lord touched me deeply today, and he told me to begin to write in the first person from him. This is what he said. My roar of justice is now coming with its next wave. What was able to resist my last wave will not be able to resist this wave. I'm coming in stronger, harder, and higher, and it's going to be disruptive. There's no mountain I won't climb, nor wall I won't tear down, coming to rescue those who need my justice. I wait and wait and wait, because I look to arise with my people. However, there comes a time that I can hold back no longer, and that time has come now. I am coming in like a crimson tide tsunami, and I will be greater than every human or demonic resistance. You will see how I laugh at those who conspire against me. Exposures, exposures, exposures. I am going to expose the very root systems of deep darkness. I am pulling the cloak off the sex trade industry's untouchables. I will shine my unrelenting spotlight on every pedophile ring on the planet. Yes, every pedophile ring. The deeper darkness has been facilitating the lesser darkness, and I am about to expose the deeper darkness. I am coming in waves, because what I am ultimately uprooting, if done all at once, would not just be disruptive, but catastrophic. However, be assured that my waves of justice will not stop until I have changed the direction of your nation and the direction of the world. This is now my time, and I will not be held back. I have predetermined that this is the time I go after nations with their appointed destinies. You will do so with me. We are just beginning. As I begin, I am busting up rings of darkness in your justice systems. I am busting up rings of darkness in Hollywood. I am busting up rings of darkness in D.C. I am busting up rings of darkness in what is called my church. I am busting up rings of darkness in media. Justice, justice, justice. That is my present cry. My justice comes in so the least of these can experience mercy and love. I have seen the cries of my little ones, and their sobs were drowned out by my sobs, which now have exceeded a roar of justice from within me. You have known that the bowl of your tears overflows. And I respond, but there is also the bowl of my tears that overflows and demands a response. That time is now, and the response is a roar that precipitates a wave of justice. Hold on tight to me in the midst of all, because the exposures will seem to threaten everything. Hold on to me and feel my safety and my security. Hold on to your political party, your denomination, your favorite public figures, or your pet assumptions, and you may shake, rattle, and roll. Instead, let your worship and praise to me rise another level, and it will secure your heart. Let your confidence be in me. I am, in fact, coming to your rescue, and you will better know that in the coming days. The nations are raging, and the wicked are plotting against me, against those that are mine, and my scroll for the nations. But I laugh at them because I am 10 steps ahead of them. Hamans will hang on their own nooses. Goliaths will be beheaded with their own swords. Jezebels will be tossed from their own porches. I am sowing discord into the organized resistance against me, and they will now fracture, fight, and expose one another. I have placed key people in positions of power, beginning in the White House, who will act as agents of my justice, for I do have hearts of justice among you that I am partnering with. I am exposing the injustice that is in your justice systems, and through that, enabling you to upgrade your justice systems, which have been greatly compromised. You will progressively feel your atmosphere change as I do this thing, and it will greatly secure your heart. Know that this is not the enemy's day, nor the day I am coming for you, but it is the day I am coming to you. We have much to do together, and accelerated days of destiny are straight ahead for everyone. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice.